Well, thanks for tuning in. And we head to Minnesota. That's where the state's FFA recently inducted their new slate of Alumni Hall of Fame members. So now we hear a bit of history on Minnesota's FFA program and from the inductees themselves.
I'm proud to be part of an organization that was started 90 years ago and whose values are still relevant today. Then and now, students care about feeding their communities and the world, and they're passionate about meeting others who share those same values. That is something that I am proud to invest in.
50 years ago, a decision was made by people that I will never meet to let women join FFA and to make sure I would have the opportunity to have the experience FFA has to offer. I realize my actions may not result in a constitutional change, but they can make sure that others have the same opportunity I did.
30 years have passed since FFA changed its name from the Future Farmers of America to the National FFA Organization. In my role as Executive Director of the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association, this is significant because it opens up opportunities, and this helps to recruit the leadership that we need for agriculture in our communities for now and well into the future.
20 years ago, I began my FFA experience. Not because that's when I wore the blue jacket. That's when my daughter was born. And because of her, our family became passionately supportive of our local FFA chapter. And she will tell you, FFA changed her life. And that's reason enough for me to be giving back to an organization that I now love too. Last year, Spencer was the one with the title, FFA State Treasurer. But now I am. Even without ever wearing a blue jacket, I am honored to serve as the Minnesota State FFA Alumni President.
6 years. That's how many years ago I took off my blue jacket for the last time. Since then, I've made it a point to volunteer at my local chapter and the state because I realized this simple truth. Somebody did it for me. Even though we're young, there is a place for us in the FFA alumni. And just as importantly, there's a need. Every paper cut I've gotten taping a seat card onto a chair at the state convention is just a tiny sacrifice compared to the difference FFA has made in my life.
You may not yet be a member of the FFA alumni. The alumni is a place where all of us can choose to give a little bit of our time to make a huge difference in the lives of others.
Each year we celebrate FFA alumni and supporters by inducting an elite group of nominees into the FFA Alumni Hall of Fame. In 2019, our recipients have served, led, and lived the FFA experience in different ways, but they each have one thing in common. Their commitment to Minnesota agricultural education and the FFA are worth aspiring to.
I've stayed where I taught 31 years in Hector, and I'm in connection with all my ex-students there, and I suppose close to 75% of the farmers are my ex-students. So when my former students contributed money so that I give away $2,000 scholarships each year to students going on in some form of agriculture.
We need to build leaders for tomorrow. And that's the number one goal of FFA, is to build leadership. And so I think that's why it's involved. To stay involved is so we can build better leaders. And we're sorely lacking for good leaders, it seems, more and more each year. So the FFA is a great place for them to experience it and to use those skills.
You know, I've been working with FFA and being a high school ag instructor for 36 years now. 35 and a half, this is my 36th year, and just really love what I do, and get to work with some really neat kids, and get to do a lot of fun things. It's way more than a job. It was pretty cool when my son was Star Farmer, and it was really fun when my daughter was State FFA President. I've had some mechanics teams. I think we've had 8 that have been state champion teams, and one team was 4th at the national contest. Those are some real big highlights for me. Had a lot of really good experiences, but even just working with my students every day is just really fun for me. So
I think that those that have been involved in FFA, for the most part, see a great advantage and see the difference that it's made in their lives. And they need to be encouraged to stay involved, and I want to be one of those people that encourages them to stay involved that way. Many of those kids have had really positive experiences in FFA. It's been life-changing for many of them. And they need to be aware of the opportunities to give back, and I want to be, like I said before, I want to be one of those people that helps them understand how giving back to the organization can make a difference.
The FFA organization, and specifically the FFA Alumni Association, has the opportunity to continue to grow leaders. Just like the organization has done that for young people, The Alumni Association has an opportunity to make a significant positive difference in the leadership growth of adults, and that's the passion that I bring to the table when I stay involved in the FFA and FFA alumni.
This is funny. When I was state secretary, I made my very first airplane flight. Flew on a DC-3 from the Twin Cities to Bemidji. And that was when I realized that this is a whole different world. To go someplace, get on an airplane, go to a meeting, speak to a group of people, fly back. That was quite an experience for a country boy. And in subsequent years, I've, in the course of business, made a number of trips to Europe, one trip to South America, to Brazil to speak to meetings. But that first experience there just opened up a whole new horizon of some things that I just didn't realize you could do.
I was not an FFA when I was in high school, and I got my feet real wet quickly when I went out teaching, and I had to learn as I went along. 6 times we've won state, 4 times in dairy foods or milk quality, 2 times in forestry. I had a top winner at the Nationals in the forestry contest. But just getting kids to apply for their state degree and American degree and see them get excited about that. And just helping kids in general.
It's been a part of my life since I was very young. My older brother was very involved, and I thought it would be a cool thing to become a part of, but I didn't ever think I'd have the chance. It was not allowed in 9th grade ag in our school for girls to be in it. So I wasn't able to join until I was in 10th grade when we had more electives. And so I started in 10th grade. And then my brothers followed me, and then my children followed me. I was proud, I guess, when I was able to earn the state degree. And it's probably even prouder moment when my daughter did it.
It gave me so much, you see. Well, my proudest moment when it was Governor Orville Freeman and the National Princess of the Milky Way at the Kauffman Memorial Union in Minneapolis campus presented me with the state FFA degree. They physically were there, the Governor of Minnesota and the National Princess of the Milky Way. That was my proudest moment in the FFA personally. We went to Louisville, Kentucky to see our oldest grandchild cross the stage with 3,500 kids. 60,000 FFA kids were there, and half the FFA members were ladies, women, girls, and half the ag teachers were there too. I noticed we just celebrated the 50th anniversary of women in FFA. So a lot of positive things. We just need to continue building it.
Help us to welcome the 2019 inductees in the Minnesota FFA Alumni Hall of Fame.